Beautiful day for baseball, as I like to say. The sun will be out. A very special day honoring Dave Dravecki today at 12:30 program. If you're coming out to the ballpark, be in your seats by 12:30. Hey, it's time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. And don't forget that new showroom down in Monterey, getting a lot of action down there. Bruce Jenkins, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Fellas, what's going on?
Well, it's, they won a game last night, and they had fun. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of fun moments. I mean, you know, Lindstrom dropping that safety squeeze was tremendous. You know, anytime Sandoval hits one out, it's great. Goldschmidt didn't hurt him. It was a fun night. You know, they do just enough fun things to keep you going. You know, Pence hits one into the garden. You know, out there with the kale and the asparagus and really Lincecum more than anything. The guy's stuff has been phenomenal for several games now, and nothing's more fun than that.
Bruce, watching the team play, and I love going through a season. Patrick and I, we've gone through it with you for so many years now. You know, there's 69 games to go. They're in percentage points ahead of the Dodgers, and the Brewers have lost, 9 of 10, and that whole lead is gone. You got four teams within about a game and a half in the Central, Washington, Atlanta. Zimmerman is now hurt. Two Tommy Johns for the Atlanta pitchers. This is what a baseball season does. It goes and ebbs and flows, and I think we're in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I get the Major League Baseball package, the extra innings. For me, it's on DirecTV, but because I really like to stay in touch with the Dodgers.
Did you watch last night?
Yeah.
Not
all of it, because I was watching the Giants, but I caught up with it on tape a little bit. And, you know, you can hear Vin Scully and everything else, which is more than you can say for the L.A. fans, by the way, who are blacked out. They can't even watch the Dodgers, about 70% of them, which is insane. But I think it's instructive for the Giants to realize what's going on down there too, the Giants fans, because it's not they're not unbeatable by any means. They're vulnerable in a lot of ways. They take some losses that are kind of inexplicable. They do crazy things, and they're not a complete team. So I mean, this is part of vulnerability is part of the race. You know, if you're 10 games behind a team that doesn't have a weakness, you got a real problem. But that's hardly what the Giants are facing right now.
Yeah, last night I enjoyed watching the end of it. Dodgers loaded the bases in the eighth inning, and here's Carl Crawford off the DL and hits a rocket to shortstop. Shortstop made a nice play, fielder's choice, inning over, and then Houston Street came in. But I agree with you. And today, as Vin said, I guess we'll have Paul Mahalom on the hill today facing Ian Kennedy right here at Dodger Stadium. And the musical chairs continues as the Giants now are in first place in the National League West.
Yeah, exactly.
Not bad. I'm getting better, aren't I?
Yes, it's not bad. That's not bad.
I'm getting better.
I've heard the man all my life. I always hesitate to do an impression. I usually turn it over to John Miller. And when he starts doing Vin Scully in Japanese, I'm just in tears. I'm on the floor.
Who you got, Bruce, in that heavyweight showdown doing Scully? You got Marty, John, or Scully doing Scully? Who you taking?
Well, I think Marty, really. I'll go with Marty. Yeah.
I don't mind coming in third. It's okay. I don't mind that. Hey, I don't know if you caught any of Dave Dravecki earlier today, but he was on with us. A very special day for him, honoring the 25th anniversary of that amazing game against the Reds. And, you know, get a lapel pin for coming out here. Bruce, I don't know if you heard it, but your thoughts about Dave Dravecki?
Well, yeah, I didn't hear it, unfortunately, but I obviously have some very crisp memories about him. But, you know, one thing about him was that, you know, when he arrived to the Giants in '87, that was the deal. They also got Kevin Mitchell, and they only gave up, I think, you know, Chris Brown, Mark Grant, a couple other guys. It was a fantastic trade, but the memory that really sticks with me, I just happened to be in Montreal in 89 when his arm basically fell off. And I'll tell you, Marty, we were, you know, the press box is some distance from the mound in old Montreal Olympic Stadium, but there was an echo to that place because there are very few fans, and you could hear this cracking sound. It's like, oh my God, was that his arm? And I just remember writing the story and being in the clubhouse afterward and getting on the metro afterward to go back to the hotel, just haunted by the sight and the sound of that. And you know, the way that he rebounded from that horrific incident and the way he made Giants feel before and after is just extremely special. And I'm sure the Giants will do it upright today because they always do.
Definitely, Bruce. Bruce Jenkins here from the Chronicle on KNBR 680. Great stuff about Trevecki. Hey, I want to ask you a little bit about Pablo Sandoval last night, Bruce. I mean, 3-for-4 was huge, had a huge impact at the plate, obviously, getting things rolling. It's funny, the formula for the Giants winning is score first and don't allow the other opponent any runs. Seems to work for them, right, Bruce? But this guy, I mean, he's such a streaky hitter. When he's on, he's probably the most important guy in the lineup. What say you?
Well, yeah. When he's on, he does incredible things. I mean, I think the pitch was a pretty good low and in slider, which is a tough pitch for anyone to hit. It's usually a lights out, you know, kind of strikeout pitch for a right-hander against a left-hander. And Pablo just went down and swatted it out of there. You know, he's truly can be magical when he hits. He's fielding well. Obviously, he's in decent shape. I just really like the guy. I really admire his athleticism. You know, he's a natural left-hander. If you needed him to pitch lefty, he could. Theoretically, he could come in and pitch lefty. I mean, this is a special athlete. He's been beaten up an awful lot. But, you know, when he's on, this is an all-star caliber player. And I think he's right where he's supposed to be in San Francisco, and I hope he stays here.
Bruce, it was fun last night watching Lincecum lay down the safety squeeze.
Yeah.
And I had Trevecki on today with me and Scott Goreltz. And I said, you guys ever get that sign before? And, of course, they hysterical laughing, you know, with Roger Craig. And it made me realize what complete players Goreltz was, Trevecki, Rick Rushel, people like that. And there are players like that on the Giants on the pitching staff, but they don't ever take advantage of them with the bat to make them do things other than maybe lay down a bunt here and there as a sacrifice. These other guys could do it. They were asked by Craig to do things.
Yeah, there's a stigma about pitchers hitting now. I mean, you know, Bochy goes as far as to tell guys to not swing or run when you go up there, which kind of limits your options a little bit. And I just find that really depressing. There's a general feeling that they won't get it done, and we have evolved, or you know, we've gone backwards in time from the time when pitchers could go up there and do stuff, but. You know, thank goodness we still get a matchup like Bumgarner and Kershaw, where you got two guys. It might be a 1-1 game in the seventh, and it was homers by the two of them. You know, I mean, that's the kind of baseball I've always liked, and you never give up on pitchers hitting. And it is a shame because you know Lincecum, he dropped an absolutely perfect bunt there. It wasn't a suicide squeeze. It doesn't look you know disastrous if he doesn't get it down, but he did. And I think the Giants pitchers in general, not so much the relievers, obviously, but the starters, have taken a lot more pride in their hitting than most National League teams. You know, I remember the Mets were saying this year the general feeling was, wouldn't it be great if none of these guys ever had to hit again? And I'm thinking, God, really? Has it come to that? I mean, I think most of the Giants pitchers are, over the years, going back to Don Robinson, whatever, are enjoyable to watch it.
Big time. Hey, Bruce, have you noticed that as Lincecum's performance on the mound has risen, so has his at-bats? I mean, not just in the safety squeeze last night, but in the no-hitter. And down in San Diego, I think he had an 11 or 12 pitch at-bat. I mean, it's almost like they're paralleling each other a little bit, huh?
Yeah, he's such a good athlete. You know, if you could watch him do anything, whether it's walking across the floor in his hands or throwing a football, or he's probably could hit the golf ball pretty well, shoot a basket. And he's not hopeless up there, but it always amazes me that he can't pull the ball. He hits almost everything to the left side, and maybe he doesn't want, you know, to balls in on his hands or, you know, deal with any of that stuff, and there's an element of protecting himself up there. But he manages to do some stuff, you know, slapping the ball to the left side or dropping a bunt. And it just comes with being a good athlete. And, you know, he's so much more confident now, I think. He's always confident, but right now he's riding a real wave of you know, he's inspiring himself by what he's doing, and that can really help you when you're trying to hit major league pitching.
All right, Bruce Jenkins with us. You know, Zito was the same way.
Yeah.
You know, when he started handling the bat well, everything was to the left side. If you ever pulled the ball, it'd be a shock.
Right.
But he got the job done, and I like it. I say what got me on this, and seeing Scott Goreltz this morning and Trevecki this morning and thinking of Rick Rushel and Don Robinson, these people in a National League game helped the team. It wasn't you got to the eighth spot, it was all over. Because
right.
You had to deal with a pitcher who can handle the bat. And I think it's a lost art. I really do, and it's wrong. And I saw it last night with Lincecum getting the bunt down. I said, hey, here's a that could have been the deciding run in the game. So it was nice. Hey, Bruce, Scudero comes back today. It was quite interesting just talking with him yesterday. If you ask him, how was the bus ride up, he would say, my back hurts. What are you having for dinner tonight? My back hurts.
Yeah.
It was really quite interesting hearing him in the dugout. He said someone wanted him to go on with Amy G, and he said, my back hurts. I've got to go see the trainer. So his back hurts. What do you expect from him?
Well, I think first off the top, I'd say that his back hurts.
Nice, Bruce.
He's the best. He's very funny.
Insight that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Right.
His back hurts. I tell you, it's hide behind the couch time for me today if I'm a Giants fan watching him play. I mean, you know, second base is a bang-up position. I mean, you can get the crap beat out of you playing second base, you know, getting upended or whatever. Just the whole game of baseball can be so tough on the body. And I think they need to see if he can get out there. I would like to think he plays nine if he does, because if he only plays seven, what is that really, you know? You got to have your second base and play the whole game. The panic element is interesting because he's been pretty good.
Yes,
he has. He looks very good in the field, and he's done some hitting. His off-field stroke is especially good. So it's a bit of an awkward time, and yet it's a crucial time because this is the guy that was on your world championship team. He can hit, he can field, and he's inspiring, and he's a teacher and everything else. So very interesting that he's out there. I'm going to be cringing a little bit. And, you know, realistically, Marty, I don't see this launching a new phase of his career where he's playing every day. It's just hard to imagine.
Yeah, I find it kind of incredible that after listening to him to think that he'd be in a major league game at the speed of a major league game. But look, he's old enough where maybe he understands the way pitchers work. And I said he grinds at bats. He's that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a good example for the people here. You know, what about the injuries this week? Every time you pick up the paper, I mean, Zimmerman of Washington on the mound, yeah. Phillips, Molina, Garrett Cole. These are major injuries to people in the middle of a pennant race.
Yeah, how about Tanaka? That was
and Tanaka's another one. How about that?
By the way, he apologized to the Yankee fans for going down. That's definitely different.
This is why, and Bruce, you can comment on all this in a second, but this is why I say, pitchers, 2 years, that's it. You go longer than that, you're asking for trouble. Now, Tanaka, of course, the first year. Wow, yeah, you're right. What about that?
Yeah, I mean, even the Giants have an awfully good track record. Their best relief pitching prospect, Derek Law, Tommy John. I mean, oh, my God, you know. It's just insane, and the weirdest thing about it for pitchers is that nobody really has a handle on why it's happening. It just they people are just resigned. Well, okay, yeah, Tommy John, we'll see you, you know, whenever. Okay, who's next? But it's horrifying. I mean, the fact that guys, like you say, you get 2 years out of a guy, man, you're going good.
Yeah, but the thumbs, though.
I tell you what,
you need like four thumbs now.
Harper. Yeah. Molina.
The one that really got me was Arroyo. I mean, this
oh,
is
yeah,
the guy
how about that?
Who's never been hurt. Now he's going down. It caught up to him as well. I mean, if everybody was Arroyo, you'd be happy because he did pitch forever without getting hurt. But it's brutal. You know, it's reached the point where you go out to watch a Felix Hernandez or a Samardzija or a Kane, and you're thinking, is this going to be his last outing? Is this all of a sudden he's going to grab his arm, and it's the elbow and then you go through that whole rigmarole. Well, he may be bad. Oh, it looks like an MRI. You know, maybe a couple of weeks, and oh, he's out for the season. You know.
Yeah. So. You know, it's funny. I would say it to Pat. Pat, jump in here when you're ready. They call it Tommy John surgery. It doesn't sound that bad. It's like Walt Disney surgery or Mickey Mouse surgery. You know
you
what I mean?
You almost want to have it now.
Yes, exactly.
I know I'm going to have it.
It's okay. It's Tommy John surgery. And you could see him on the mound and throwing that little pitch that dives down there and fielding a ball. It's Tommy John surgery. Now, you just describe it as ligament surgery and elbow surgery and all that. It sounds more severe, but they make it sweet. You're going to have Tommy John surgery. Don't worry.
Everybody wants it now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's right, the thing to do. It's like a ride at Disneyland.
Right. That's right. Yeah. You're going on the Cyclone. You're going on Tommy John.
Well, Brian Murphy once told me that Billy Beane told him it's not if you're going to get Tommy John surgery, but when. Yeah. And speaking of all the Tommy John surgeries, you know, Dr. James Andrews is having his own Topps baseball card released, right? And he's got the smock on, and he's got the mask and that whole deal. Outside of Marvin Miller, has anybody had a bigger impact in baseball off the field than Dr. James Andrews? He's a Hall of Famer in my book.
Yeah, I hope they put all his stats, his surgical stats, on the back of the card because you always want to see the career record.
Yeah, that's a good point. How many work?
Sure.
Was he ever traded for another surgeon? I don't know.
Kirlin, wasn't he traded for Kirlin at one point? And a Watkins to be named later or something
that?
That
was a huge, huge deal. Who could
And on the card, is he wearing like Mickey Mouse ears? To make, really, they made it like, can I have Tommy John surgery too? I'd like to. Can I schedule an appointment?
Sure.
Yeah, my daughter wants one. I'm telling her, just a couple years, then we'll get it for you.
Yeah, it's like a gift.
Starting little league.
All right. Bruce, I know you're back, and I'm glad you're back, and you're feeling well, and you got a big day ahead of you today. I imagine you got a lot to watch.
Well, yeah, the Giants, of course, is paramount. I'm so into the World Cup, I'm going to watch the third place game. That's how sick I am for the World Cup.
You got a prediction on the other one?
Yeah, tomorrow, Bruce. Who you got?
Well, you know, I was on with Fitz and Brooks last week, and I picked Brazil over Germany. That was a real dandy.
Okay. 7-1.
So I'm going to pick Japan in this one.
All right, very good. You're always a winner with us, you know that.
All right, okay.
All right, have a good afternoon.
Right on, Bruce. Thanks,
guys.
All right, that's Bruce Jenkins right here in KMBR 680. We'll come back with more on the Sports Leader.